Recycle humans, nothing but atoms and molecules?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for Creation Magazine. Ken, do some people really believe we're nothing more than just atoms and molecules?
Mark, sadly they do. This can be seen in the following true life dialogue between a teacher and a 14-year-old girl, as we recorded in our Creation Magazine. "Yes, that's all we are," said the girl during a science lesson. "Just atoms and molecules that are recycled through nature and reused time and time again. Some of what I'm made of may once have been part of an Egyptian pharaoh, and when I die, I will rot or burn, and some of me will find its way into a cow or a tree or even another human being." "But what about your spirit?" asked the teacher. "There's more to you than your body." "No," replied the girl, "there's nothing more." When you think about it, this student is actually being consistent with what millions of young people are being taught through most of the education system, that they're just products of matter, time, and chance. This student came to the conclusion there's really no personal soul. We're just a collection of chemical reactions, which, of course, is what evolution teaches. But God's word teaches us that we're special. We're made in God's image with a soul that's immortal. How we need to teach school students the truth of creation.
Is it possible that God created intelligent life somewhere in space? Ken Ham has some definitive answers, which he summarized in a booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.